So take a knee. Use inside voices. We're talking no malarkey, tie your pressure, playing catch, time a corner, doing raves. It's your bedtime, eat your veggies. Pull up a lawn chair and open some suds. Crack some dad jokes with these dead buds. You better behave or they'll turn this damn car right around. Radioactive Dads.
Nathan, yeah. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm ready,
Nathan,
for you to talk.
Can you hear me? How much of Will Smith's Big Willie style album do you know off the top of your head?
Considering the fact that I did not know that he had an album called Big Willie,
what?
I'm going to say 0%, unless the theme song of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is on there.
Will Smith don't have to cuss in his raps to sell records, but I do. So F him and F you too. That's an Eminem lyric. He has an album. It's called Big Willie Style, man. It came out like 99, something like that. Big Getting Jiggy With It. You never heard Getting Jiggy With It?
No.
What? Hold on a second. No. You know what, Nathan? I found out I have the power to play songs on the show. So just here,
You know what I have the power to do?
What? Was that a fart?
Yeah.
How dare you? This is a family
show. I had to do it. It was hurting me.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm trying to play music too. It was hurting. Oh, dude.
Yes.
You gotta get that figured out, man. Come on.
I did get it figured out. Now it's not hurting anymore.
See, now the problem is I don't think you're gonna be able to hear this, but the audience is gonna be able to hear it. So it probably doesn't even help make my point, but you've never heard Getting Jiggy With It? By Will Smith.
Maybe I have. Maybe I didn't realize that it was even him. I don't know.
Ha 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 ha. Oh, come on. This is a banger, dude. This came out in 97.
Wow.
I can't believe you don't know this song.
Well, I can't hear it. So.
I know you know I go psycho with my new joint hit. Just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it. Really? You don't know this?
No.
This is a banger, dude.
I'm a fuddy-duddy.
I can't wait till you listen back to the podcast and you can actually hear the song.
I'm going to have to.
Right now, the audience is totally rocking out to this song, but you can't hear it.
I feel so alone.
Yeah. I wish you knew this song because there's so many fun things to talk about that song. Like, for instance, I know probably every lyric, and there's this moment in the first, maybe it's the second verse, where he goes, well, I was never really sure what he said, actually. So, you know that thing where you sing along to a song and you just say gibberish and you kind of think you're right, but you're not really sure if you're right. And you just hope whoever's in the room while you're singing it doesn't call you out for it.
Uh-huh.
You know that moment?
That's me every time I try to do Look At Me Now.
Well, he has a moment in this song where I never knew what the lyrics were at all. And it was one of these gibberishy moments. And so when I would sing along to it, I would literally say this, "Ill way to ammy on the ants day orflay." Okay. That's what I would say. "Ill way to ammy on the ants day orflay, giving up jiggy, make you feel like foreplay." Okay. So that's the lyrics. All right. Or at least I thought. So a couple months ago, I'm singing this song by myself. Or thought I was by myself. And I get to that part and I say that and whoever was in the room was like, "What did you just say? What the heck?" And I was like, "I don't know the lyrics." And we looked it up and those actually are the lyrics.
Is it Pig Latin?
It's like, yeah, he's like doing Pig Latin or they played whatever he said in reverse on purpose or something like that. It's one of those like Missy Elliott moments, like the,
yeah,
"You're from a Niminam, yep," or whatever. So I'd been doing it right my whole life, but shaming myself internally because I thought I was doing it wrong my whole life. And I was too lazy to ever go look it up. But I realized I've been right this entire time.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Good for you, Brett. Good for sticking to your guns.
It's kind of weird though, right?
Yeah, that's been one of the weird things, like as an adult, that I've struggled with sometimes, is like songs that I thought that I knew as a kid, realizing that I was wrong about them, or like I haven't listened to them in 10 years, so I'm gonna listen to it again and with adult ears I can go like, I understand it, I know what they're saying now, and realizing that I was just saying it completely wrong as a kid.
Or like, you mean also like literally what the song's about, like going like, wow, that song's about sex the entire time.
Yeah. It's weird how many songs are about that, but I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Oh, I get what he's saying there. Wow. I can't believe they play this on the radio. Wow. These DJs haven't heard of subtext.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's one, do you think of one off the top of your head that you always used to get wrong? Because I got a couple examples over here.
I don't know. For me, I think, well, there's some that I just blatantly knew that I was getting wrong, like Smells Like Teenage Spirit, you know?
Smells
That's
like
just one of those, like Nirvana.
Yeah, but what's the song? Or what's the lyric? What's the thing wrong about it, though? What were you messing up?
Like, what's funny is it was validated by misheard lyrics, but I thought it was like, well, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, here we are now, in a potato. I always thought they were talking about being in a potato. Like, here I am now, in a potato. Yeah.
Dude, this song rocks, though. We're listening to it again. You can't hear it, but we're listening to it again.
Okay. All right, I'll just sit here silently.
Oh, it rocks so hard. Takes me back to my days of growing up in Seattle.
Where you would just like sit on the street corner.
Yeah, man, it's so good. I love that song. One of the best album covers ever, except it has a naked baby on it. But it's like kind of cool for some reason. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Did you call it Smells Like Teenage Spirit?
Yeah, isn't that it?
Oh, that's why I didn't know what you were talking about. It's just
Teen Spirit?
Yeah, that's why I was like, what? Okay.
Well, see, there you go. Even
I knew
even
what you
that.
Were talking about eventually. I figured it out. You know, one song that Mrs. Davern gets wrong the lyrics all the time, and I'm going to call her out for it right now, is a song by TLC. And it's the, let's see, here it is. It's Waterfalls by TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, we're all hearing it, but you're not hearing it. Sorry.
Yeah, great. This is really great.
You're going to love the podcast, though, man.
I'm really going to have to listen
to jams.
Back.
Yeah. So Mrs. Davern, the song says, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Uh-huh.
And she would sing when she was a kid, don't go Jason Waterfall. So she thought it was a guy named Jason Waterfalls.
That's a fantastic name.
Yeah. Wouldn't it? Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Please don't go Jason Waterfalls.
I want to be Mrs. Waterfalls.
There's got to be a real guy out there named Jason Waterfalls, right?
Probably. There's got to be someone at least with the last name Waterfalls.
Yeah, right? For sure. We should start a fake Instagram account for someone named Jason Waterfalls, though.
Yeah. Or, like, if they really want to go for it, they would have had to probably legally change. But, like, Chasten is a name, you know? Like,
yeah.
Chasten. His name could be Chasten Waterfalls.
Oh, yeah. That would work. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get to the chorus. I'm letting it roll to the chorus. Here it is. Ready?
Let's just vamp.
You know what? Actually, now that I hear it, I kind of see what she's doing there. It kind of does sound like it. another one is, what's that Creedence Clearwater song? And I think a lot of people do this one. It's like supposed to be, there's a bad moon on the rise, but everyone says there's a bathroom on the right. Or am I the only one that does that?
Oh, that the CCR one? Yeah. I feel a bathroom rising.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. It's something with bathroom. Everyone hears bathroom.
Yeah.
We're all middle schoolers, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh, 100% from me. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's better that way, personally. I'd rather just like live in my ignorant child world of thinking that I know what the lyrics are.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Half the time I just like them better.
Well, and you're never going to really remember it anyway, really.
Right. Yeah, true. And I mean, I prefer, like, I'd rather say, like, sweet dreams are made of cheese, you know? And who am I to disagree? Like, why can't it just be that? Sweet dreams are made of these doesn't really work for me.
Wait a second. Did you, hold on, pause the entire show. Like, not literally, but just hold on. Nathan, did you just do that on your own, or have I told you a story about my mom?
You've told me stories about your mom, but I don't think there's one about sweet dreams are made of cheese that I've heard.
Oh, wait. This is going to be her favorite episode of all time. I can't. You just organically did that. You're just, have you, who, where did you get that? Did someone in your family sing it that way? Or are you just, this off the top of your head?
Maybe I feel like I've just heard people say that, I think. And like, that's always that, like the first time I heard it, that's what I thought it was. What, okay. Is that something that your mom's done too?
We have to take a break. It's story time on the other side of the break.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is exciting.
We'll be right back on Radioactive Dads. Okay, so before the break, Nathan, we were talking about how people sing the wrong lyrics to popular songs, and you were singing the Eurythmics song, Sweet Dreams Are Made of These, but you said Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese.
Uh-huh.
My mom is a proud, proud member of a ladies' a cappella show chorus up there in our hometown of Seattle, Washington.
Really?
And they do performances, the whole thing. They go to competitions. They wear costumes and do the whole thing and have a ball, and they're great, and it's a lot of fun for her, and it's a lot of fun to watch, and she makes us watch all the performances, which, you know, sometimes it's like, but, you know, hey, it's fun, okay?
Yeah, sure.
They did a parody of that Eurythmics song all about cheese.
What?
Oh, yeah, and wrote their own lyrics. And so they changed it to Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese. And then every other lyric had to do with cheese too. So the line that came right after that was, who am I to diss a brie? And then it goes on from there. I don't really remember much more than that. But I can't believe, A, that I haven't ever told you that. And then B, that you just did it like totally organically.
That's so funny.
It's become such an inside joke in our family. Like, I'll just be standing next to my mom in the kitchen and just say, like, you know, like, oh, I don't know, mom, like, who am I to disagree? And then we all start laughing and stuff.
That's so great. Oh, wow. Man, I wish I could have just brought that up to her, because I had no idea about that.
It must
that
be
story.
Something that people do out there, though. I'll bet you people do have done this before. I don't know. Because it's just, it's too easy. Sweet dreams are made of cheese. It's right there, you know?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Honestly, I can't believe that, like, Weird Al hasn't done it.
Right.
You know? Because, like, he's the king of this, of taking, like, commonly sort of misheard stuff. And, like, honestly, I feel like when he did Bad, you know, I feel like your butt is, it sounds more like, when I listen to Michael's verse, it sounds more like your butt is wide then your butt is mine.
Right.
You know, like I hear it that way. So I think honestly, he's kind of the king of taking those things and like playing on them. And
Course.
So I feel like
he's the undisputed heavyweight champ of the world when it comes to that.
I think they have to, like, your mom's a cappella group has to submit their version to Weird Al. And
they,
like,
probably should. Yeah. See if he wants to lay
that's
one down.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to stop listening to Weird Al when I was a kid.
Why?
Because of what you're describing. Like, I couldn't listen to the original songs anymore. It was starting to, I just was like, I can't anymore. It's too, I don't want to just hear the song about Star Wars. I want to hear American Pie. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
yeah.
I had to break free at some point but I have a love for him that is so passionate, and I'm so happy for all the laughs I got when I was a kid, but there was like a dividing line in my life when I just sort of had to pull out of it. I was like, I got to pull up here. I'm getting too close to crashing and burning in a sea of Weird Al, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny. I went the other way with it because I was like, why would I, and it's so fun, this was the exact example that I had. I was like, why would I listen to American Pie when I can just listen to a song about Star Wars?
Right. And like, no, I get it. You know? Yeah. I know.
Like, that's so my thing. And, like, I mean, I'll probably catch flack for this, but I kind of preferred Weird Al's talking about the channels that he has on TV to Eminem, you know?
Yeah, right.
Like, it only gets C-SPAN TV, Landon HBO, a Disney Channel, and QVC, and Lifetime, you know? Like, I would rather hear about that than, you know, maybe the original. And I probably am a bad person for that, but I went completely the opposite way.
No, you're not a bad person. You're not a bad person. I mean, no, you are a bad person. Yeah, you're a bad person.
I know. Look, I get it. I get it.
You know, his songs too, though, that aren't parody songs, just his original made up songs are great. Like, he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. He is awesome. I love Weird Al so much, but I just, you know, after Bad Hair Day, the album Bad Hair Day, I kind of stopped. Bad Hair Day was kind of my last hurrah with Al. So the Star Wars one, even, like, what's the actual title of his even? I can't even, I'm trying to find it right now, but like, cause that was where I kind of fell off. I was like, I gotta get off this train.
Yeah, I don't, was it just called like A Long, Long Time Ago?
Producer Katie's trying
to. Oh, the saga, really. It was The Saga Begins. The Saga Begins.
Oh, that's what it is. It's this one. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. That's what I thought. Here, I'll play it underneath. again, you can't.
At least this one I know. This one I can sing along with.
He's the best. Oh, well. He's so fun. But
I know.
Just couldn't do it. I wanted to finally be able to listen to Gangster's Paradise again.
That's such a good one too.
Or Eat It.
White
or
and Nerdy.
Beat It.
I love White and Nerdy so much.
White and Nerdy. Trying to catch me,
yeah.
He's great, man. He's so funny. And oh, but he did a parody of the Nevermind cover album. Or album cover. The Naked Baby. He's
he
in a pool naked looking at a donut.
Yes. Yeah.
Just so silly and funny.
Oh, he's so great.
What a simpler
I feel
time.
Like I wish like that was my I wish I had Uncle Al, you know? So like every once in a while there'd just be a family get together where it's like not all the time. Like I get my fill of Uncle Al, but you know, you need a little bit of Uncle Al in your life.
Here,
just
let's
every
turn up,
once in a while.
Let's turn up Uncle Al for a second.
He can use the force, they say.
Oh.
And you see him hitting on the queen, though he's just 9 and she's 14. Yeah, he's probably gonna marry her someday.
Yeah, the best. I told my Weird Al story on this show about the pizza place. Yeah, I talked about it. I talked about it on one of these shows, didn't I?
That you met him?
Yeah. Did I tell it on this show?
That sounds kind of familiar, but I don't know if I just heard it in passing or if it was on this show.
No, I think I've already told it before. If I haven't, email us, radioactivedads@gmail.com, and I'll tell it on the next one.
Yeah.
Like, if I have, just remind me, like, yeah, Brett, you already talked about that one. Shut up, old man. Like, that kind of email would be nice. But if I have,
geriatric.
And you want to hear my Weird Al Yankovic story, it's a good one. I think I told it on here. I'm surprised you don't remember it, Nathan. Do you not listen when I talk? Come on.
Very infrequently. But if you would have talked about Weird Al, I feel like I definitely would have remembered. I don't know. Maybe it was a long time ago. Maybe it was in year one.
I don't know, man.
Way back in the day.
That does
sound familiar.
Let's keep going with the music thing for a second, and let's bring it back to the kids.
Okay.
Because I want them to have a good musical knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because it's something I'm into, and, like, we could bond over it and stuff like that, and it makes you a better citizen, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
To know that song is by the Doobie Brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
You're just more fun at cocktail parties. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
So in raising them, I'm like, you know, you guys need to have a good musical knowledge. However, Spotify and all the modern things that we have ruined that. Because they know that they can listen to anything they want at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really hard.
That's very true. We're just finally getting into that point on our side where now Rosie will say, like, can we do this on the Spotify?
Yeah.
And now she knows that it's there. But what we're trying to do is sort of divert that. And now we're really getting her into vinyl because like when she wakes up in the morning and she's sitting down for breakfast, there's very few things cooler than her turning to me and saying, Daddy, can we put on a record?
That's so awesome.
And I'm like, heck yeah, we can put on a record. And what do you want to listen to? And she'll think about it for a second and be like, The Man. Nice. And it took a while to figure out who The Man is. The Man is Bing Crosby.
Wait, I thought you were going to say the, what's that? Isn't there a new song? It's like a Taylor Swift song or something, The Man?
Oh.
Something like that?
I don't know. But well, no, we don't have that on vinyl.
Oh, well, that's what the girl's been asking for around our house. We're still stuck on
Taylor Swift. Oh, really? Oh, boy. Different than Man.
Okay, so, yeah. All right, I'm with you. So Bing Crosby?
Yeah, so that's generally if we ever ask what vinyl record she wants to listen to, she'll just say The Man, which it took us forever to figure out, but The Man is Bing Crosby.
You're raising an old soul over there.
I know. That's what I'm talking about, man.
I love it, man.
We're just
going
to sit around and like listen to records. I'm so cool. And then like go cruise around. And like when we go in the Mustang, as soon as she gets in her seat, she's like, okay, so Beach Boys, right?
Yes.
And like, yes, we are going to do the top down with the Beach Boys.
Yes.
And every time we do, I always think about you, like just imagining like, this is actually Uncle Brett
who's doing this. That's fun.
One day she'll understand. I'm going to have to show her that movie.
Well, she can see the movie. Yeah. When she
gets
older.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. It's a good, actually, you know, it doesn't have too much adult stuff in there.
Not really.
It's a PG-13er kind of thing. You know?
It's kind of a heavy concept. You know, it's a lot of mental illness and something like that. So, it'll be a little while before she really gets it. But it's definitely one on the earlier side that we could for sure watch. So I still got my DVD back when people still had those. So
It's called Love and Mercy, everybody, if you want to go check it out. It's a movie about the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson.
Really good movie.
Thanks, man.
Really good movie. So it's definitely like trying to get her exposed to like the old stuff too. We have like Jim Nabors. We have a Bob Newhart comedy record. A bunch of what we've done is at estate sales. We find a lot of old Disney soundtracks and stuff. Hmm. So we have like combo Disney stuff. We have like the Cinderella soundtrack, Mary Poppins, a bunch of other stuff on there. So she's been enjoying that, and it's nice because you can't skip the song.
Right.
So it's like once it's playing, you gotta listen all the way through, you know? And that's just sort of the way that it is. I think that like the combination, because honestly, I hate kids' music. I hate it so much.
I'm getting
it drives
so
me
tired
absolutely
of it. All the Disney
it drives
stuff
me up the wall.
Out of control too.
So like records are great, and every once in a while a little bit of Baby Shark will like sneak in there, but
sure.
I will say the one thing of kids music that it's funny, we were doing this literally last night while I was giving her dinner. There's this like, I think it's a duo of guys called Go Banana Go that I got turned on to a little while ago, and basically I think they actually started, there's an article about them somewhere out there, I think it was like on NPR. They started this group like during the lockdown, during COVID, and their sort of mentality was just like, there's just so much kids music out there that's either really lame or is trying to be exclusively educational or about, you know, life lessons and all that stuff. And they're like, what about just giving kids a chance to just have music for fun that sounds fun and is funny and enjoyable, and it's just about like anything and everything and totally about nothing. And it works. Like, honestly, for me as an adult, it's pretty well produced. And some of it is sort of a play on existing stuff. Like there's this one song that's about cookies that sounds exactly like a Lonely Island song whose title I probably can't say on the radio.
Check this out. I found them. They're on here. Check this out.
Okay.
This is called I Love Cookies. It's by Go.
Yes.
Banana Go.
Yes.
DJ Cookie. The world. I want to eat all the cookies in the whole wide world. Fruit is good, vegetables better. Let's hang cookies together. Get. Chocolate chip, peanut butter, sugar cookies. Oh man. Mom, we're going to have 3-year-olds fist bumping. Wow.
Yeah, man.
That song's man, fight the beat, turn it up. Jersey Shore, can I hear you? Somebody scream. I want cookies. I love cookies. That's great. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, these are going to be pumping around the Davern household.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. Nice. Oh, I turned it off. You can keep go now.
Okay, good. Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that, Brett.
Go for it. They're great, man. That's awesome. They're on Spotify.
So like there's ones about cookies, there's ones about like brushing your teeth and putting your shoes on and dinosaur chicken nuggets and pizza feet. Like it's ridiculous, but it's really like genuinely entertaining.
Yeah,
and Rosie
fun.
Likes it. And it's just a good like diversion where you know, it's kids music, but it's not like the really cheesy 90s kids choir music with like everyone singing
or like kids bop or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. All that drives me nuts. So it's like in our house, it's either vinyl or Go Banana Go or like something that's just generally more like adult but approachable, or yeah, even cool. like, you know, Hillsong or whatever else we have just kind of going around the house at the time. But we're not really doing like the exclusively kids music thing. I can't, we tried to do it when she was like a newborn and we burned out so fast.
Well,
it's just not good.
So I was having the same problem, man. And I built myself what I think is the ultimate playlist. I sat down one day, put the headphones on, and I just like locked in and I was like, I'm going to build a list that we can always put on around the house or in the car or whatever, where we're going to get enough of their stuff, enough of our stuff. And then we're going to start, so it'll start blending for them and we can start this like weaning process down a little bit. Like, look, they love, you know, all the Disney stuff from all the movies and everything. And that's great. And I do too. You know, that it scratches that vintage-ness inside of me that we all have. But, you know, like it'd be nice to just listen to some bands every once in a while too. So I built this like, I mean, dude, it's like a 13-hour playlist, which is just like all of our favorite music from all different genres, from all different time periods, oldies, new stuff, modern things, classic rock, all hip hop, all of the above. And then also has like Let It Go on there. So sometimes you get the bends while you're listening to it.
Right.
You know, sometimes Spotify doesn't give you like a decompression song in between, but it kind of keeps the peace. And we just say there's no skipping. Like we're putting on the family playlist and we just, it's like a radio station. Just let it go. Leave it alone. Yeah. Your stuff will come around. Our stuff will come around. Yeah, exactly. Do like Elsa says.
Yeah, that's so funny, dude. You might need to send me that playlist because that sounds like a good, healthy, healthy combo there.
I'll send it over there. You know, it's funny listening to music with the kids is a lot of fun, and they're getting into it. And Mrs. Davern is just a big pop fan. She's just like a pop princess. Loves Taylor Swift and Katy Perry and all of that stuff. Which I find all of that stuff really, really fun. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. And I love the world of pop. Like I love all the bright colors and the silliness of it. And I used to grumble about it when I was younger, but now I sort of embraced it and I think it's fun. And the girl, our 3-year-old, really likes it too. But you got to be careful when you start putting on Katy Perry music videos on YouTube. Cause you know, even though they love the songs that they've just heard, sometimes the music videos are a little, you know,
a little saucy
sometimes, like made me tug at my collar in a very dad way, you know, like, whoa. Yeah. Now, you know, I'm a cool dad. So I let it play out. I don't jump for the remote and turn it off mid song because see now then they would know that something's
right.
up.
Yeah.
Right. So you gotta, sometimes you gotta just kind of let it play out and then just kind of go, okay, we're not going to watch that again. But like we made it and nobody freaked out because if you, too big of a reaction, they're going to go the other way.
Right. Yeah. No, I actually, that's a really interesting point. I do agree with that. I feel like half the time you cue off of your parents' reaction. And if they have a big like, whoa, you know, turn it off. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Then that makes me go like, well, next time you're out of the room, I'm just going to go back and watch it.
Exactly.
Because now I want to know like what you're freaking out about. Whereas at least at this young age, like all of our kids are young enough that if it happens once, it's probably just going to kind of go over their heads and they're going to forget about it.
Right.
You know? So I think playing it cool and just knowing like, okay, well, we're not watching that again. And that's just the end of it. Or even if you talk about it and say like, okay, now what you just saw is something that we don't do, you know, and this is why we aren't, you know, like looking around at crack pipes or whatever in the music video for this thing. That's like, you know,
what?
Like, I don't
that
know
what crazy, that Katy Perry new video is crazy.
Yeah. She's really like rebranding right now.
What?
But no, I'm not saying specifically her, just like anything like in, a, you know, in a music video where you're like, okay, well, this is something that, you know, is not representing.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm never going to click on something on YouTube that would be like actually, because look, YouTube's a crazy place, you know, like,
yeah,
you can see some real insanity on there. But like, even, okay, so let me give you another example for YouTube, because even if you're not looking for a certain video, sometimes you see stuff. Like, for instance, the boy likes looking up videos about animals all the time.
Uh-huh.
And YouTube is great for that. There's a lot of, there's like National Geographic has their own channel, things like that. But sometimes when you're searching great white shark, there's like a thumbnail that's like a shark biting a guy in half next to the video you're trying to look at. You know what I mean? Like how it puts up all the thumbnails. And so he was like, what's that one? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And I just click on the one he wants. And he doesn't really, I mean, he sees it. And every once in a while, but now I kind of know which, what to search and what not to search. But at the beginning, there was that curiousness, like, what is that? And instead of going like, that's something that you'll never see and you should stay away from forever and is very dangerous and da da da, it's just like, oh, I don't know, that video doesn't work. Let's watch this one. And they kind of just ignore it, honestly.
Yeah.
They're probably logging it away in the back of their head and they'll go watch it someday. But by the way, like, we all did, so whatever.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I watched a shark bite a guy in half when I was like, you know, 7 years old, and I turned out great.
Deep Blue Sea? Was it Deep Blue Sea? Did you watch that
probably.
Movie?
Probably. Yeah, I don't even know what the title is. But yeah,
Samuel L. Jackson gets torn in half by like a monster shark. It's crazy.
Dude, real talk though, one of the things that messed me, like in Jaws, when that guy, when they're diving looking for the guy and he floats out and his eyeball is just like floating out in the side of his head. That one messed me up a little bit. That one got me. I was too young to see that for sure.
Yeah, that's a scary movie. Yeah. Jaws is pretty creepy. Jaws creeps me out even as an adult. The music, it's the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's like something scary is chasing you and it's a shark, so watch out.
Yeah. It's like the worst. It's all of your nightmares combined.
Yeah. Oh man. Let's take a break and switch gears on the other side.
Okay.
That one's called Stinky Diapers because baby brother has a stinky
has
diaper.
Stinky diaper.
That's funny. It's nonsense. Yeah. I like it. I'm into it.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Man. Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so actually something that we talked about right before the break did remind me of something that's going on that I kind of want to talk to you about because I don't think we covered it. Speaking of nightmares, specifically when we're talking about Jaws coming after you with the music and whatnot, in the last couple days, Rosie has started having her first nightmares.
Oh.
And it has not gone well.
No, it's not fun.
She's like, she's waking up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, just starts screaming for no reason. And, you know, we run in there and, you know, what's going on? What's going on? What happened? And normally it used to be like, I can't get my blanket to go the way I want it or something simple. And then you put the blanket on and she goes back to sleep. But now she's like freaking out and breathing hard. And she just starts talking about the weirdest stuff. Like last time we walked in and she was like, the orange thing came out and the lady pushed and I fell and man took it and ran away and I cry.
Aww.
And we're trying to piece together like what's happening. And it sucks because it's like kind of cute at the same time. So, you know, trying to play on the seriousness of it. But she like, I don't really know. How do you stop your kid from having nightmares? Because it's starting to happen pretty consistently now. And we're talking to her about it before bed and we're trying to explain to her what dreams are. And, you know, we'll kind of in the morning, we'll sort of recap what happened that night and ask if she remembers like having the dream and what it was about, but then reinforcing, you know, it's not real. It's just, you know, when you wake up, everything goes away. Like trying to explain it to a 2-year-old is really hard.
Yeah, it is.
But we're having a little bit of trouble with that. So I don't know, like, what did you guys do when the kids started having nightmares and stuff?
I just told them dreams don't exist. They shouldn't have them. That was about it.
Oh, that's simple.
Yeah. There's no such thing as dreams. Just abandon them right now, kid. It'll be a lot easier. It's tough, dude. So the girl so far has not really had too many of them. There was a night a couple of weeks ago where their room is right down the hall from our room. And so we're just like laying there watching TV in our room and the door's cracked a little bit. And so I just heard, like you said, like a scream out, like a, ah, like a mom or dad, mm-hmm. whatever. And so I was like, did you hear that? And like Mrs. Davern's like, well, she's like drunk. So she's like, what? No, no. No, I'm just kidding.
Of course. No, it's standard at the Davern house.
No, it's going to be her favorite episode.
Yeah, for sure.
No, so she, I was like, no, I got it. And so like, I go into a room and, or they share a room. So, but he was still asleep. And so I go to her bed and I was like, hey, are you all right? And she's like, dad. And then she's kind of like, huh? Like, I don't think she knew she screamed out. I think it was in her sleep. You know, you have experience with that. You talk in your sleep.
Oh, and all the time.
So she was kind of like, huh? What? Like kind of confused. And I was like, are you all right? And she was like, I had a bad dream. And I was like, okay, well, it's just a dream. It's in your imagination. It's okay. Like everything's all right. And just calm them back down. And then she went back to sleep. And then, but that's really been her only instance. The boy, on the other hand, when he was about 3 or maybe even a little bit younger, he's had like 2 sort of like night terrors. I don't know if that's the right word, but like the thing where he's wigging out, it's clearly from a dream. He's awake, but like looking through you and not able to calm down. It's crazy. Cool. And I've talked to some other parent friends who have had this happen with their kids too. So it's something that happens. I think it happened with me when I was a kid. I remember having some crazy nights when I was a kid. And I don't know. It's hard because it's like, yeah, like you said, like how do you explain that it's all in your head, but you're still feeling all the emotions.
Yeah.
But it's not real, you know, take deep breaths. Like we're a big house that believes in like deep breaths and calming down and Daniel Tiger's countdown to calm down and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So there's a lot of that happens when these things happen, but the night terror thing, we're talking about full on, like they're almost like just speaking in tongues, like just screaming and looking through you. And you're like,
yeah,
their eyes aren't focusing on you. Like almost a like moment where you're like trying to, you just want to like shake them by the shoulders and like snap them out of it or something. But you know, you can't. So it's like, ooh, it's really hard to deal with. And honestly, I don't really have much advice at all other than just like hunkering down and trying to ride it out. And because you know, it's not permanent.
Right.
The sun will rise tomorrow, but it's when you're going through it, it's rough. I guess all I can say is like, I've been there and I'm with you if you're someone out there who deals with that.
It's rough. Yeah. Yeah, stuff. Fortunately, they haven't been in the phase of like full on night terrors. It's just generally like the one big scream, and then she's just, you know, sort of freaked out and talking about it. So at least we can get her to talk about it.
Yeah, that's good. That's what to do. Yeah, that's how to handle it, I think. That's all I would say, really. I think sounds like right.
Yeah. It just makes me wonder, like, if like some of the stuff that she's watching, like, even Pixar movies and stuff, they can be pretty intense, you know?
Every movie's about death, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single movie.
We just watched Coco and literally the whole thing's about death.
Yeah.
So, and you know, he gets thrown off a building and almost dies and he's in danger the whole time, you know? So like, what if part of it is the stuff that she's watching it, you know? And that's where it starts to, you know, we were just talking about screen time and stuff in the last episode. I that's where I start to wonder, like, would she be having these dreams if she wasn't watching some of the things that she was watching, you know, or if she wasn't seeing the Daniel Tiger episode about bad dreams, you know, and that sort of seed was like being planted. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of that double-edged sword where you wonder if you're actually inadvertently kind of feeding it, but there's no way to know. That's what makes it so frustrating.
Well, and also this, like we were talking about in the last episode too, it's like, even if you could raise your kid in this vacuum devoid of any of this stuff, they might not be having that dream. But then I could also argue they don't have a very active imagination, you know? Because like you can take a hold of these things sometimes, or you can harness it and focus it into like a positive. And if you're raised without it, then you might not ever get it anyway. And I think an active imagination is a positive thing. So like, that's something I would want to encourage in the kids. So I don't know. I think, but there is a line for sure. COVID, I almost said COVID. Coco is beautiful though.
Yeah, you know? It's like a fantastic. We love that movie.
It's great. It's visually, it's stunning. The story is so heartwarming and awesome. Yeah. But
we cry every time
about death. You know, and so is all of them. They're all are. I mean, Lion King. You know, it's like trying to pick up like young little Simba's like pulling at Mufasa's ear in the valley after the water buffalo run through. You know,
that's you're really, making me all misty, man. Dude, stop talking about it.
It's hard to explain, but I don't know. We all dealt with it.
Yeah.
They'll all be we're okay. As we are, okay? It's funny that you say we're okay and I say we're messed up, but I guess that explains a lot.
Mine was me just trying to put a Band-Aid on it and, you know, pretend like it wasn't happening. So ultimately, at least you're admitting it.
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about. I mean, if you were sitting a two-year-old down in front of Die Hard or something, that's a little different, you know?
Yeah, but can you imagine if she started running around telling people yippee-ki-yay? How awesome that would be? Yeah.
It would be good, yeah. I mean, she's wisecracking like John McClane.
Yeah, it's so funny. There's, in the last few days, we've been trying to, like, I feel like we're on the borderline, and this probably makes us bad parents, so I don't know why we're talking about this on the radio.
Oh, but, whatever. Embrace really, London.
Yeah. Here we go. Bring it on, everybody. We have been London hasn't been feeling great the last couple weeks. And there's just been times where she just has to like sit and watch something. And we noticed that Parks and Rec is leaving Netflix on in a couple of weeks or maybe like next week. I think it's really soon. So she was like, we need to try to watch it, you know, as much as we can one more time, you know, before we lose it forever or it goes to Peacock or something that we don't have. And so
some
she was
other streaming service. That
yeah.
We
another thing
for.
We have to sign up for. Exactly. Yeah. So we're trying to watch it and Lena was watching it. And one of the times Rosie was just sort of passively playing with something while it was playing in the background. And we realized Rosie got really into it. And now, rather than watching a show like Daniel Tiger or Little Baby Bum or something, she'll walk up and be like, can we watch Parks and Rec?
Oh, that's hilarious.
She's starting to specifically ask for Parks and Rec. And fortunately, like anything that's like innuendo or whatever, it's a pretty mild show. So there's nothing really that we're that concerned about. But every once in a while, they'll throw out some 3- and 4-letter words that we have to try to cover up or whatever. Or like,
what are the 3-letter ones?
Like ASS, you know?
Oh,
like,
okay. Right.
So we said, like, you know,
wait, are there
Apple.
More?
Maybe that's the only 3-letter word.
Okay.
But they say it a decent amount, but they also say sex a lot. So, so we, you know, that's not really a 3-letter word, but we're trying to figure out like, you know, it's not like it's an inherently bad word, but should she be hearing it? Like, just passively, and will she just start saying it without realizing what it means? And like, yeah. I don't know, like there's that part of it too, where it's like, it's one of those gray areas where it's like, it's not wrong. Like that's not a bad word, but do we also want her just going around saying it?
Well, see, this is one of those moments I was trying to describe, which is like, you know, the whole time you were growing up and you were like, when I become a parent, you're like, I'm going to be the cool parent. And then all of a sudden sex is said on a sitcom you're watching and your kid's sitting there and you're like, and you're like, wait, why am I getting so uptight? And then you're like, but I should be getting uptight, but maybe I shouldn't be getting uptight. It's so
right.
And then you're like, wait, I'm the one that's in charge. I should know what I'm doing.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
It's weird, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Parenting is hard.
The other day, the girl was sitting there and kids just sometimes walk in the room and say something out of context. You know, it's like, I don't really know how these things get started sometimes, but she was basically asking what a boy's private part is called. Uh-huh. Kind of what she was going like, what's that called again? Like that. She kind of cocks her head to the side and says it in a very 3-year-old way.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's that called again? Yeah. And I just said, it's called a penis.
Yeah.
And she goes, penis. And I was like, yep, penis. And she goes, penis. Okay. And like walks off. And I was like, there you go. I don't know. What am I going to do? Lie?
Right.
I
mean, yeah.
I figure you give them the straight dope. You know what I mean? Might as well go scientific with it. Like that's
right.
What it's called.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Go forth in life. I've now given you something, a piece of knowledge.
Ultimately, I'd rather her be saying that than like ding dong. you know, yeah, or like sure, some kind exactly. of cute, you know, cute euphemisms are great. And sometimes they can be funny in context, but like if she's only going to learn one word for it, it's not a bad word. It you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's not a bad word. You could, I mean, if even if we were on the, you know, terrestrial radio, you can say penis. It's
right.
That's the word.
It's a body part.
How it goes. And yeah, exactly. I don't want all the cutesy things because it's so cringy, you know?
Yeah.
Like my mom still says to me, like, you got to go potty. And I'm like, ah, it's like cringy sort of.
Well, know? That one I feel like is selective because, you know, like there's not really one specific word for it either. Like I would honestly feel more cringy saying, do you have to go to the toilet? You know,
right.
like to me, yeah. that makes me like, bleh.
Let's just, can't we just all agree on bathroom? Let's just stick with bathroom. Do you got to use the bathroom? Do you need to use the bathroom? Can we go to the bathroom?
Can Perfect. We fight about this for a minute? Can we fight? I mean,
we can if you want.
Well, no, because this is, it's only slightly related to this, but like, is bathroom the right word or is it restroom?
Okay, I'll agree to restroom. That's fine with me.
Okay.
Fine. I'll go with lavatory, whatever you want. Just can we
lavatory?
Stop to use the potty? Can we just stop calling it potty? That's the one that gets me.
That's fine. Can we do that? But also, can we circle back around? Did you say lavatory?
Yeah, isn't that what it's called?
Well, it's lavatory.
Oh.
A lavatory is where you do poop experiments.
Well, I'm an idiot. What do you want from me?
Thanks. There's lavatory.
I'm a dummy that bought headphones and a microphone. I'm not perfect all the time. I don't know. I say all of the sudden too, instead of all of a sudden.
That's true. I do that too. Yeah. When I'm texting people, I have to keep remembering to go back and Google which one is it. Is it all of a sudden or all of the sudden? And then I just say, screw it. I'm just going to say suddenly.
I just always default to thinking, yeah, it's part of my charm. Who cares?
Yeah.
Life's too short to worry about it.
Yeah.
I don't have to be right all the time. I mean, I'm right like 99% of the time. So this
And that's all that matters.
I'm going to let go. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you need to have those human moments where I can hear you say lavatory and I can go, oh, Brett.
Yeah. she asked what the girls is called. And I said, vagina. And she said, and then she had a harder time saying that one. So I said it a bunch of times and she said it a bunch of times and it felt strange. And then she walked in the other room and played with some toys. You know, this is parenting. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird stuff that you never really, that
I
you
hear
never
people
really thought
though,
about.
You know, and look, I'm not throwing any shade or anything. Just, this is just a fact. Like I hear other parent friends, they say, oh, it's your TT or your flower, or I don't know. They call it like have weird names for all this stuff. And I go, I don't know. Just something. It gives me the heebie-jeebies or whatever that, you know, it makes me go like,
yeah,
I just don't like it very much.
Yeah.
It's just a personal thing, I guess. I just go like, I just tell them what it is and let's all be adults about this, even though they're three.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
The thing is, well, I will say the other angle of that, which we've kind of gone in the middle, like we've talked about what they are specifically called, but we generally refer to them as a blanket statement as like your privates, like your private or your privacy, you know, she
that
calls
totally
it
makes
things.
Sense to me. I but do the same thing.
That's why we generally prefer calling it that just to get it in her head that like, that is not something that you show off. You know,
Absolutely.
That is something that is just for you. And the more that they get used to that, like she doesn't need to necessarily know the specific names right now anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather instill in her at a very young age that that's just not something that everybody is supposed to see. So that's kind of the middle ground where like, it's not really a euphemism. It's not TT or Wing Wong or whatever.
Or many of the other hundreds of ones that we've all come up with to make ourselves feel better, but it's just replacing one with another. And
right.
We all know what you meant anyway.
Yeah. One's scientific, one's not. But between the two, if you're going to euphemize anything, just call it a private so they can start getting used to it.
Dude, I totally agree with you. And that's what we go with as well. Like the girl was saying, like, I know we call it a private. I'm actually asking, what's it called? And I was like, I got to give her the answer right now.
Right. That's so impressive though. At 3 years old that she's learning about like systemic language and you know, there's categorizing of like, I know that this is this, but also it has its own name, you know, and they're different. That's so cool. Like I love thinking about that stuff of like, it just goes to show how the brain is developing, you know, it's like new tiers of understanding and consciousness.
It's so fun when you see them learn something for the first time and then thinking like, oh, they'll get that. They'll understand. Like she's not going to remember that moment. She's only three, you know, but it'll be in there somewhere.
Yep.
Locked away. And I'll tell her about it, you know, like at dinners and stuff. Like when she brings over her, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever for the first time, I'll make sure to bring it up. That like the bathtub pictures and all that, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty much
all of the
like,
standard dad stuff. Yeah,
for sure. That is absolutely your dad job. If you don't do that, then we're going to have a discussion.
Totally. It's your job to embarrass your kids. And it's fun. Too. Yep. It's fun for you. If you can sit back and laugh at it, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially because they spent the first several years embarrassing us because they had no shame in anything.
Oh, yeah.
It only makes sense that we, you know, return the favor right at that pivotal, formative, ultra self-conscious time to just lay into them. They need it. It's character building.
Yeah. I can't wait till they start rolling their eyes and going like, oh, dad. Mm-hmm. I haven't got that yet, but it's coming soon. I can feel it.
Yep. Oh, I can't wait for that first story. That's going to be so great.
It's going to happen.
Even though your girl is younger, I feel like she's still going to do it first.
Probably. She already throws me more attitude anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like her attitude. That's the thing. Like, I don't discourage the attitude. Not so much. I mean, if she's out of line, you're out of line, you know, and we all know the difference. But a little bit of healthy attitude, I feel like is fine. And so I like it. I almost encourage it sometimes. Like I like when she's a little snappy. I'm like, all right, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold your ground. That's good. Good for you. You know?
She's feisty. She's kind of fierce. Like totally. It is what it is, but as long, you know, you can be feisty and respectful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fine balance.
Absolutely.
It's worth it. It's going to pay dividends later on.
The dong. So I've had that song stuck in my head since the last episode.
Uh-huh.
And it's a terrible song. It's like terrible. Here, hold on. I'm going to play it for everybody else while we're talking about it. It's terrible. And the album cover is even worse. It's so 90s, so dated. And as I play this in the background, I'm just going to continue to ask the question, like, what were we all thinking? Just crazy. Cisco, man, he had gray, like weird silver hair.
Ugh.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't know who Cisco is.
What? Do you remember this song that I'm trying to play right now?
No.
Oh my goodness. Here, hold on. As soon as I get my computer to work, you guys are in for a, well, not a treat. Here it is. What in the world? When did this come out? 1999.
That explains everything. What guys talk about.
You know. He starts out the song by saying, "This thing right here is to let all the ladies know what guys are talking about." I never sat around with my homies and talked about the like thongs.
Oh, it's a song about thongs. I thought he was just saying thong, 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 thong. Like, that's just like a sound that he. So he's saying thong, 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 thong.
Bro, it's called the thong song. How have you never heard the thong song?
Oh, I've heard the title, the thong song. I just don't think I've ever actually heard the song itself.
Here it is. Hold on. So ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever once sat around with anyone, male or female, and talked about thongs before. That seems like kind of a wasted conversation.
Dude, see, in 99, I was already driving. So I was driving around, like this was being played on FM, you know, top 40 pop radio. So I was driving around bumping up the thong song all the time.
That's true. Yeah, when I started driving, it was like Kanye West stealing Daft Punk for Stronger, you know, so it was a little bit of a different era.
No, I had to live through the late 90s musically.
Oh, you poor guy.
Nothing but boy bands and Cisco and early Britney Spears stuff like that.
Weird time to be alive, especially for a guy who's not really super into, you know, pop.
I wasn't, but you know, well, it's funny because like I wasn't really, well, I was really into pop. Then I hated pop for a while. And now I just think it's fun because I'm old and I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
But like early on, I really liked it. Like my first CD I ever bought myself with my own money was a an NSYNC album. I think they're like the first NSYNC album.
Oh man. I think.
Yeah. Like from the mall, you know, like the Sam Goody or whatever.
Sam Goody.
Yeah.
You know, that was actually the first time I actually remember. I think NSYNC was the first MP3 I ever listened to, back like literally in the moment when the digital music file first came into existence. There was those little pocket, it looked like a Tamagotchi, like it was kind of that size, and you clip it on your backpack, and it literally, it was just a piece of plastic with a sticker that had NSYNC on it, and you could push a button and it played probably a minute of one of their songs out of a crummy little speaker. And I thought that it was the coolest thing in the world that it could play a song without a CD or a cassette in it. And that was the most mind-blowing, groundbreaking thing to me. It's so weird to think, like, I remember going to school in my best friend's van with his mom driving us, eating donuts, listening to one NSYNC song, 1 minute of it over and over and over again, just because it didn't have a CD hooked into it. And then like comparing that to how far we've come now. It's insane that this was album, in our lifetime.
This album dropped in 97. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm playing Tearing Up My Heart right now in the background. What a time. What a time. Now, I noticed that you keep pronouncing the hard N in NSYNC. You keep just calling it NSYNC, which is interesting. I always just call him NSYNC. Like, what? How do I say it? Wait, you're questioning me. You're making me question how I say it.
I thought you just said NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Like, NSYNC.
I just kind of say NSYNC. Like, I kind of do pronounce the, like, there should be an I there, I suppose. But it's an asterisk, which is the dumbest thing in the world.
Right. So is it NSYNC?
It's NSYNC. Yeah, they're NSYNC. Right?
Right. Yeah.
But you keep saying NSYNC.
So what's funny, because I feel like I'm saying NSYNC, like NSYNC. But maybe I'm not even realizing that I'm saying it as NSYNC.
Yeah.
Because I've always known it's like, NSYNC. There's some guys that are NSYNC. You know, well, like
famously, Nathan, they got the name for the band because Justin's mom heard them sing for the first time and said, "Wow, you guys are really NSYNC." And then they were like, "Whoa, let's throw an asterisk in front of that." And
just like everything else in the 90s.
Yeah. Let's spell it wrong on purpose because that's cool.
Yeah, they were ironic before that was a thing.
Yeah, I think that was my first CD I bought with my own money. Also, I think maybe my first concert I went to without my parents.
Whoa.
Yeah, for the Pop album. Remember that? Remember that song? Dirty Pop? Mm-hmm. They can't stop.
Oh,
you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Everybody had that one. That's a banger. Wait, let me put that on in the background. There he is. There's Justin. Man, only 3 years. They came out with an album a year for their first 3 years. Well, close to it. Three albums from 97 to 01.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They're
so
working.
Popular, man.
Yeah. Wow. I think they knew they needed to capitalize on the boy band thing before it fell off. But then little did they know, it just spawned a new era. After that, it was the Joe Bros. Then it was One Direction.
See, I missed all that. Dudes. I was too old by then. I'm just NSYNC and like Backstreet a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I started to kind of phase it out when all those guys started coming in.
Yeah, I started my like middling teen years were Joe Bros for sure. I didn't love them, but I was around so many people that did that I was just listening to them passively. And they were like good enough that I wasn't mad and would demand to turn it off. But I wouldn't have necessarily picked it. But I don't know. They were right there in that middle ground where, well, I don't know. Nick was just so cute. So it made it.
See, they were kind of popular right when I started like talking S about pop music. Like that was when I kind of made the turn. And then people would go, "Wait, didn't you just go to an NSYNC concert?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, but still." So shut up. Yeah, but still is the greatest argument ever in life.
Right.
I don't know if you know that, but you can use that in any argument and it should work every time. When
anyone
calls out your hypocrisy, you just say, "Well, yeah, but still."
Yeah, because you're admitting that you're wrong, but at the same time that you're right. And no one can really refute that because you admitted that you're wrong.
And in 2020, I have my truth. So how dare you argue with whatever I said anyway?
Exactly. Because if you don't, then that's an act of violence, I think, disagreeing.
Yeah, man. 2 + 2 = 4. It's whatever I say it is because that's my truth.
Yeah, maybe today 2 + 2 = cauliflower.
Dropping some 2020 on you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just absolute, you know, like I wonder if any of this would be happening if we were all with each other in real life, though. You know, like, have you ever considered, like, maybe this is just because, like, we're all just behind keyboards. We should talk about this on another episode. That's a whole...
That's too deep.
We're getting way... Yeah, let's talk about this next week, because I'm really curious. Like, I want to see what you think about
that. What are some of your earliest music memories? Hit us up, radioactivedads@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on any social media at radioactivedads. If there's any topics you guys want to hear us cover, any questions, anything that we might have gone through as parents or just as people, and you want to see how we dealt with it or... hear us make fun of it or whatever it is, drop us a line anytime. Also, I'm interested in what people's first albums were. So you could just start there. Like, tell me what your first album is, but you have to have bought it with your own money and then your first concert. Let's see if it's how often it lines up. Cause like mine was NSYNC and NSYNC, you know, mm-hmm. like, cause the fandom runs deep. Right.
Oh,
so
sure.
Let's see what happens. Like, anyway, I'm interested in that. But until next time, my name's Brett, and that's Nathan over there. And this has been Radioactive Dads on Adobe Radio. Bye for now.